Today, in the reading from Isaiah, we hear a text that Jesus clearly studied very, very much as a young man, and of course carries with him into his ministry. And that is the passage that concludes with, "All peoples will come to the temple of the Lord." Now, when you think about that prophecy, I mean, to us, you know, we go, oh, yes, that's very true. You know, the church is open to all peoples. But in Jesus's time, certainly during Isaiah's time, this is a very peculiar notion indeed. The temple is for the chosen people, and the chosen people are the Jewish people. What in the world is Isaiah talking about that all peoples will be going to the temple of the Lord? And of course, we know how Jesus took that, because we know that in his ministry, he uses this text. And by the way, it also recurs in Nehemiah and other texts, right? Where we got this idea of the universal temple, this peculiar notion of the universal temple, and Jesus has latched onto it. He is going to be the universal temple in himself. Destroy this temple, and I will rebuild it in 3 days. He was not talking about the temple built by human hands, right? The great Herodian temple and so forth that you can still see some stones and remnants of in Israel. He is talking about the temple of his own body, the temple of himself. Jesus wants to replace the temple of stone that's in Jerusalem with the temple of his body, which is everywhere. He wants to become the universal temple that will be accessible to every single person in every single place, because his risen body will become, of course, the mystical unity of the entire church. And Paul, when he sees this, and he reads right to Isaiah, he reads Jesus' words about being the new universal temple, right? The stone rejected by the builders will become the new cornerstone of the temple, right? And so this is going to be the temple. You know, Jesus is the stone rejected. He's going to become the cornerstone of the new universal temple. And so the good news is, when Paul sees it, and he creates this doctrine of the body of Christ, which is, right, the risen mystical body of Christ, unifying everybody through himself and through the Holy Spirit. So Jesus sees himself as the fulfillment of this messianic prophecy of Isaiah. And again, we're always looking at the fuller sense, right? That Isaiah is seeing this, you know, as, you know, in one sense, still with a temple of stone, but Jesus is converting it into the universal spiritual temple in his risen body. And of course, recognizing this now today, we see it in the Eucharist, we see it in the church, we see it in the universal church that is united through Jesus' body with all the saints in heaven. And of course, Jesus has a mission which is difficult to understand. And you know, people are not thinking quite like he's thinking yet, right? And so, you know, they're challenging him in John's gospel today. And of course, you know, John the Baptist didn't understand Jesus fully, right? Jesus is way beyond him. And like we were talking about yesterday, right? You know, people, John himself did not understand Jesus. He has to send emissaries to Jesus. Are you the one? You're doing weird things. You know, and these are not to be expected. You know, are you the guy? And Jesus sends word back, tell them, the blind see, the deaf hear, right? And so forth, fulfilling yet another messianic prophecy of Isaiah that Jesus is referring to. So now, of course, today, we see that, you know, Jesus says, you should have accepted John's testimony about me, but I don't need him. I've got two other kinds of testimony. I've got the testimony of the works I do namely these miracles, these signs, these healings, these raisings from the dead, right? These testify to who I am, that I have the power of God working through me as I speak the power of God through myself alone. And secondly, of course, the idea of the witness of the blood, which we will read about tomorrow. His blood, which will become the unconditional love of the covenant, which will unite us all together and be the guarantee of our forgiveness that will bring us ultimately into the kingdom of God. And these are the testimonies, right, of Jesus. And those testimonies are complete. He is the Son of God who is going to come into our hearts at Christmastide. Amen.